to the producer and I was like, hey, I got a residency at a club in LA. If y'all want to come out there and have my night, y'all can have my night. They hit up the club owner. They take the whole weekend and they have me host the whole weekend. Oh. And they're like, yo, you had you did such a great job. We had great shows. We're going to do it once a month. You're going to be our host.
Network.
And this weekend coming, I'm hosting at Jimmy Kimmel's, like in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
So nice. They do a residency out there. If I do well, it's going to be the same thing.
When you do well.
I appreciate that.
The power of
like,
the tongue.
Me knowing, me actually liking comedy, like, and actually just stumbling. On the night that I pulled up on you that night,
because was crazy. Too.
We literally. She invited me to Black's little restaurant
because I fuck with C4. I was like, why'd you bring him here, nigga? Why'd you bring him to? We got better shows than this.
No, but it was dope. It was.
Why'd you bring him to the 4 a.m. spot?
I felt like Marlon Wayans. You know how Marlon Wayans would talk about like the little bitty clubs and stuff that he would just go to.
The hole in the wall.
Yeah, the holes in the wall. So. Me already in, I felt like I was emerged into y'all life with that.
Oh,
night.
You got to see the underground.
I got to see the underground. I got to see the raw and uncut.
Remember how your man said he didn't know me?
Yeah. And then he said,
I'm really the underground king, bro. I'm not popping.
Uh-huh.
But on the underground, that's why I say I just started getting these messages. And I wouldn't say this, but I really appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
Every day for that last 5 months,
mm-hmm.
it was like, yo, I see what you're doing. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate you keeping these rooms going. Comedians are growing there. And the comedians that were showing up there are now starting to get booked at clubs.
They're
doing their own thing. And I'm like, that makes me feel even better than like, because it come with the bullshit. It come with the every single time. And I took it upon myself. I wanted to change the narrative. I don't make no money. I make money, but I don't make no money.
Right.
So it's like, oh, don't nobody get paid here. Whoever, now that I don't do the rooms no more, I pick a new host. Mm-hmm. I make sure that host get paid.
Yeah.
Even if it's like, you know, $30, $50 is slow gas money.
Something. Yeah, something.
I make sure that you say, hey, they paying people over there now. Mm-hmm. I know when Homeboy was over there, but hey, it's been 6 months since he died and the brand has changed, nigga. They over there. They fucking, they all right now.
That nigga Sean hit him with the
matters.
Truck. Now we own. I'm playing. Sorry. Fuck. Anyway, look.
We going back. Goddamn. They going to believe it. They going to believe it.
No,
because it's already whispers, all right? It's already rumors.
No, for real. I was trying to give you your roses, though. So the night that I put up on Leilani at the club, and she did her thing. She's like, yeah, I'm about to go to Woo Woo. She said
Black House. Shout out Black Owned.
Black House.
No Ho.
Yeah. So I went there.
Oh, they do comedy.
Solo. I move everywhere by myself.
Once a week. Saturdays.
I go crazy by myself. Solo everywhere. Strip club at night. Anyway, so anywhere I go by myself. And I went there, and she was like, yeah, we about to go here. So we leave there and pull up on that specific spot. Let me tell you.
I want you to tell
me.
Let
me tell you.
Because I know what environment you walked into.
I'm driving. Mind you.
Where are we?
I'm on Santa Monica, right? Boom. I turn on the street. I'm like, where the fuck is this fucking club at? So I park Leon. Where you at? She's like, I'm putting up. All right, cool. I'm sitting there for a little while. She called, like, where are you at? I'm like, I'm here. She's like, I'm here too. I'm on this side, though. I went and parked on the other side. I'm like, cool. Get out the car. And then we walk down an alley.
An alley. That's what I was waiting for. Because it's not on the street.
It's not on the street. It's in the middle. It's in the middle. Yeah, four. It was four. It was like 3:00.
It might have been 3:30.
But still, like this time of morning.
In the middle. Ricky!
Yes.
In the middle of the alley. I was like, okay, cool. You know, my car far as a motherfucker.
Right.
I can't put no nothing. Anyway, we get in, we go to the door, and I'm thinking it's like a big, you know what I'm saying? We walk in, it's literally when I open the door, I walk to the back of the club. Right there.
Maybe four steps.
But people getting up there and they giving their all, like, and then they're showing their talents that they bombing, but that was all funny to me. He got up there and he showed his how he can host. And I was like, this dude, he got it. Like, I was like, not even knowing who you were before you hit me up and was like, dude, let me come on a show, however the case may be. I literally was like, this dude is dope. That made me be like, I fuck with you. Like,
thank you, man.
Anything, yeah, call me. I'm coming. I'll be there. Yeah, I'm bringing some people too. Like, we coming. We pulling up.
I
appreciate
I'm
that.
Pull up.
Nah,
I mean,
really,
I don't be up that late.
I'm not. I don't co-sign too many people unless I know. Even with artists, like, no, unless I know.
You even had I forgot his name. Homie was here doing the cameras before.
You
did his laugh earlier.
Are you talking about what's his name? Theo.
Okay. That's my man because he immediately was like, "Nah, nigga, we going here tonight. We going here at this comedy club." And I was just like, "All right, I'm on different man." And he vetted
he
me.
You
didn't know me, but he vetted me like, mm-hmm, nigga, the same way homeboy did out there. He was like, "Nigga, do you know comedy?" And I'm never pressed by that. I know how I look, nigga. I wear sweaters.
Yeah.
I know how I look.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can say five okays.
Because he was like, he was going to the same spot. He said, you going to the same spot. He was like, yeah, I'm going there right there. Next. I was supposed to go there, but I was tired. I had to go to work.
That month when we did our last episode, that was Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Theo wound up at the same Halloween party, Janelle Monáe's Halloween party.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
We are vibing. You saw him, Rick and Morty. Mm-hmm. He was Rick.
Rick and Morty, God.
I was Hugh Hefner, okay? Mm-hmm. I got on the smoking jacket. I got on the loafers. I got on the pajamas. I'm fucking, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got it on. Mm-hmm. And we at the party, we having a good time, and I get a little too turnt.
Uh-oh.
This was a nice party though. They had a LED dance floor in the backyard. Like it was a nice party. It was open bar.
Yeah,
it was a nice party.
Was Diddy there?
It was a nice party. I didn't see Diddy, but he may have been. I saw some baby oil. That's all I'm gonna say. But so
I would have left by 9 o'clock. Like Fox said, I was out there by 9.
This is why I'm pissed for. I know how to act, but I've never been nowhere.
Mm.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
We're at this party. I'm drunk and I see a circular, there's lights coming up. I think it's a...
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers 3 unique and mouth-watering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear. An exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
Glass floor.
This nigga.
I think it's a glass floor.
What
were
you drinking?
It's a pool. I'm like, damn, this glass floor is bald. And I take a step and immediately am
no,
nigga, I'm fucking, I'm whoosh in front of people, nigga. I'm just like, oh shit. I'm in the, I just got out the water and was like, hey, I took my smoker jacket off. I called my Uber, nigga. I just left.
Damn.
I seen Dio right before it happened. And I was super, I was like, hey, my niggas, they take a shot with me. We took that shot. I shouldn't have took it. Because then after that.
So I'm like, what were you drinking,
that nigga
bro?
Put a pill in your
I
shit.
I need that shit. What were you drinking?
Yeah, Theo might have to answer to you now.
Oh, man. That's why I was excited to see him. I was like, hey, nigga, what happened that night?
He gonna tell you that I put a pill in your drink.
You told me you was trying to get lit.
I got you there.
You hinted to some baby oil. So happy to have some of my
I'm like,
pocket.
What did you drink?
That's hilarious.
I don't like to make a scene. So as soon as that happened, I was like, hey, it's time to go. I was...
Hey, God bless, good night. That type of shit. I'm out of here. That no, man. So hey, I appreciate you for pulling up, man.
Yes,
show the show.
Such a good
man.
Time.
I really like comedy, and I really like I know how to pick talent out, and that's like my gift. Mm. And bro, you got it. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Thank you, man.
I'm telling you, like I seen it. First I didn't see it.
Thank you for being here.
But then I had to step outside and see it. That's why I said invite me to wherever
not
you
sure
got.
Not sure how you found me,
I'm
but it's okay.
Up. What?
No, because you said I'm good at finding talent.
No, I said picking it out.
And
I said picking it out.
I appreciate you saying that honestly.
Yeah.
Like, at first I didn't see it.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I seen.
Yeah, I'm good at
it. Sometimes you got to see a nigga fight, but he be like, oh, this nigga got hands.
Yeah,
I feel it.
He got hit two or three times, but that nigga kept fighting.
I don't know how you kick this talent. Not very talented.
No, for real. So, yeah, I appreciate you for pulling up.
Yes, had a good time.
Tell the people, like, you know what I'm saying, your Instagram, we need to blow this up right here.
Hell yeah. Shawnee Mac Comedy, please tune in on Instagram. Free on the App Store, my new app, Game Night for the Grown and Sexy.
I was about to say that,
it's called Kinky Links,
K-I-N-K-Y-L-I-N-K-S. Yeah.
And our game show comes out on Tubi and Prime on Valentine's Day 2025.
Lit.
So please tune in, tap in with us. Sean Connor, Shawnee Mac, I appreciate y'all, man. Have a good night, and fuck y'all. All right, now.
At the same damn time. That's wild. No, but yeah, I was going to talk about it. I meant to say something about that, though. You got an app.
Hell
so
yeah.
For people who don't know and ain't seen it yet,
he has an app. You didn't put us on
show.
The apps?
My bad.
That's what this is about.
I know. We was having a good time.
I know. You were having a good time. But put us on.
He told us how he committed a murder and all that shit.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. You put the murder on me. I was just like, you know what? If the shoe fits.
You said it.
No.
You thought of something.
It's definitely free to download. If you're an iPhone user, any Apple device can download it. Kinky Links.
It's
Game Night for the Grown and Sexy. So games like you know Taboo, maybe like Truth or Dare, we put an adult twist on them. So our game is Safe Word. If you you get spanked, you know, you can guess the word. I don't know if you got, oh, you can see it. Oh, hell yeah. Shout out to the cameraman, yo. Josh is A1, okay? Yeah. Josh came in here and was holding court. I was like, God damn, I'm trying to be as funny as Josh. All right, never mind. But Kinky Links, download it. It's free. You can buy the ad-free version, but you ain't got to buy it. Just get the ads. Yeah. That's how I get paid.
That part. Nah, for real, though. You know what I'm saying?
How did we skip
of course,
that part?
Of course, y'all already know where to find us at, man. Openbarpodcast.com. I'm driving more traffic to the website. Mm. Shout out to everybody who came out and celebrated that one million download milestone.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to everybody that pulled up. Shout out to everybody who wasn't there and wanted to be there because we had to switch locations. So much love. All right, yeah, we did better than what I thought we was gonna do. So yeah.
That's good.
And of course, you know what I'm saying? If y'all need bartenders and cameras and all that, we got Black Coffee, you know what I'm saying? Black Coffee, you know what I'm saying? Productions, and we also got Smile Bartending. You know
shout
what
out
man?
To Black Coffee.
Yeah. All this and all that, man.
In the building.
We're gonna take a shot. Let's get a shot real quick, okay. Man. To greatness, you know what I'm saying?
Close this out.
To the greatness, because, yeah.
Gentlemen.
No.
Lady.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure.
Appreciate you both.
I feel like I know somebody famous now.
Right.
I literally walked in and I said,
well, you bought the stock low. You was like, hey, I knew him when he was.
I walked in. I picked him up
from the bus stop.
No, but this is like real shit, though. I walked in and I literally wasn't expecting it. And I was like, this dude really like, he really like running the crowd. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You running the energy and then you still like funny with it, and then you bring the next person up and keeping it going. Mm.
So yeah. While she's pouring, I want to say this. That was my favorite thing about this weekend. Mm-hmm. I felt like for a lot of comedians, that Kenan Thompson thing was a big opportunity.
Okay.
The same way I felt at Apollo, and it was amazing to see what comedians rose to the opportunity and what comedians that I thought would do well that the bright lights kind of shied away from. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, yo, I see all of y'all at open mics because I know the scene. And I was like, damn, I did not expect. I presented you as a killer.
Right.
And the killers that didn't do well, mm-hmm. you know what it is? You do the job, but you don't kill, and you feel like you're a killer. They was mad as fuck. I was like, it's all right, David. Like, no! I was like, hey.
Take your loss, man.
I just had to take your bomb. I had to take a step back. I don't want anyone to think y'all mad at me. Right.
So you made a good point because just like you said, Joe Budden said, like you take your loss and you keep swinging. Mm. So that's what hung on everybody though too.
Hell
at the same
yeah.
time, you gotta go with the losses, man.
Okay, wait. Hold up.
Not I got another two.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. Not below you. Right here with you. Let's do yours.
Here's to the great people we meet,
yes.
The sorry people that lost us, and the lucky people that get to meet us.
Got it.
Bless up.
Respect to y'all, man.
Nah, for real. Appreciate you for coming, bro. Again.
I still think she should get her own episode.
She said that we gonna do something. I told her we gonna have to figure it out.
Who?
Lex. Oh,
she dope.